here's a story from The World.
As the planet starts to look past this year plus of hardship, cities everywhere are coming up with plans to reopen and imagining a post-pandemic future, one that's not simply a return to the way things were. The World's Bianca Hillier takes a look at what's being prioritized around the globe.
Design innovation after a major event like a war or a pandemic has been done before. The bubonic plague led to less cramped living quarters in Europe. And after the 1918 pandemic, easy-to-clean materials like glass and steel were in high demand. Experts say history is about to repeat itself.
I think most cities around the world are going to be affected, but they're going to be affected in very different ways.
Robert Mugga is the co-founder of the Igarapé Institute, a think tank in Rio de Janeiro. He specializes in cities, security, and new technologies. And he says one change that many cities are planning for is more green spaces in urban areas.
We're seeing cities like Paris, Milan, and Melbourne, and Amsterdam, and Bristol, and also New York, and San Francisco, and elsewhere, literally pulling up pavement and putting down more bikeways and walkways and greener spaces.
Of course, some people left cities altogether over the past year. Office vacancies are at a 30-year high in New York City alone. The City of London is dealing with the same reality. They're converting empty cubicles into more than 1,500 residential units. Street space is also being reimagined across the globe. Bike lanes are becoming more common, but with an influx of delivery services, cities like Toronto and Seattle are creating dedicated curb space for delivery drivers. Over in Paris, getting around fast is a major goal. Mayor Anne Hidalgo has long been advocating for a 15-minute city. Carlos Moreno advises her on the project.
This crisis shows that we need to live differently.
On a bit of a scratchy phone line, Moreno told me that residents of the French capital should be able to do everything they need to do without walking or biking more than 15 minutes from home. That includes work, school, shopping, doctor's appointments, concerts, everything. He explained more in a TED Talk.
Urban life is vibrant and creative, but we need to make urban life more pleasant, agile, healthy, and flexible. To do so, we need to make sure everyone, and I mean everyone, those living downtown and those living at the fringes, has access to all key services within proximity.
Other cities entered 2020 already well-designed for a pandemic. Singapore's relatively small footprint has been praised for using each square meter exceptionally well. The island city-state is framed by lush greenery and has world-renowned public infrastructure. But even they have changes to make.
We really are talking of the new normal.
Chan Heng Chi is the chair of the Lee Kuan Yew Center for Innovative Cities in Singapore. She says the city-state is focusing on how to integrate public health measures into everyday life.
We will emphasize a lot of testing, tracing, and extensive vaccination. And for the foreseeable future in events, in the workplace, in schools, you go to a conference, you go to a concert, you go to a game, there'll be testing throughout.
Chan expects some aspects of daily life to revert back to normal. For example, she suspects that in time, people will return to the office and slip back into their pre-pandemic routines.
It is very hard to change human behavior. It's harder than you think. We yearn to go back to the normal.
Still, this is an opportunity to create a new normal. The UN projects that 80% of the world's population will be living in cities by the end of the century. Robert Mugga says this is an unmatched urban moment.
I really do think that cities have this game-changing potential, and many of the cities that have yet to be built will have a huge influence on our future prosperity, well-being, and happiness. But we really have to design them right.
For that reason, Mugga says, this conversation about the future of cities is more urgently needed now than ever. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PR.